On the Bicast, we strive to be about our community. June is Pride Month. We're going to be covering this all month long. And to start that off, we'll be talking to the Bisexual Organizing Project, who is hosting the Because Community Gathering at University of Minnesota, Minneapolis, between June 6th and June 8th. I'm Lynette.
I'm Camille Holthaus, chair of the Bisexual Organizing Project.
I'm Lauren Beach. I'm a former chairperson of Bisexual Organizing Project.
Awesome. Thank you for coming.
Very happy to be here.
Thanks.
So, Camille, can you tell me what is the BOP, or the Bisexual Organizing Project?
Well, Bisexual Organizing Project is an organization that's been around for over 15 years. We run the Because Conference every year. And in addition, we also have regional programming. And our mission is to build an empowered bisexual, pansexual, fluid, queer, and unlabeled community to promote social justice.
That's fantastic. We need that very much. So exactly, you've kind of answered this question already, but Laura, can you tell me exactly what Because means and what the community gathering is about?
Yes, definitely. So first of all, Because is actually an acronym, because, you know, how fond our community is of acronyms. So we wouldn't be complete without one. So Because stands for the Bisexual Empowerment Conference, a uniting supportive experience.
What is the purpose of the Because community gathering?
The mission of Because is to create a safe, supporting, and empowering community in which participants are encouraged to discover and celebrate their sexual identities.
So how long has there been a Because conference?
Because conference has been around since 1992, so that makes it the longest, and also it's the largest conference on bisexuality in the United States.
And what do you hope to accomplish this year?
We have a variety of goals for the conference that are also articulated on the conference's website. And so some of the goals, we seek to provide a meeting space for activists, non-activists, researchers, and community members to discuss topics of mutual importance to our community. We create a safe space to come out because we find that many people at Because are coming out for the very first time in a community setting. So it's an incredibly important part of why we host the event.
Wow, what kind of activities do you have planned?
We also offer a broad variety of workshops that touch on topics from understanding sexual identity to the impact of bisexuality on relationships, and also how to create change benefiting our community and movement. We also have a strong commitment to celebrating positive portrayals of bisexuality in art and to be a leader in diversity.
That is fantastic. We need all those tools really, really bad. And everybody coming out really needs that kind of information and help. I commend you both. I commend all of you, actually.
Thank you. It is a large effort.
I bet. How can we get involved? I know that you can donate on the webpage, but that volunteers, you still need volunteers at the site, actually, right?
Yes. Right now we're looking for anyone who's attending is welcome to volunteer during the conference. We have opportunities for helping kind of behind the scenes and then also doing things like being a representative sitting in each presentation to make sure if the presenter needs anything or just being a resource there. We have people that help obviously with registration. Mm-hmm. We feed everyone quite a bit, and so we need people to help lay out the food and pick up after the food.
Awesome.
So for people who are in the Twin Cities area, we do have things that are now coming up in terms of starting to pick up things that we need for the conference and helping us do the final legwork on contacting some businesses and for opportunities for donations.
That's great. For those that donate, those are great ways to actually help support. I encourage all of you in the area to help with that. Can we just go over again how us who are not going to be there can help you?
I think one of the great things people can do is help us get the word out about the conference, both the 2014 event, which, as you mentioned, is June 6th through the 8th of 2014, but also just the existence of the conference more generally. So work your social media platform, contact us if you would like more specific information or flyers or PowerPoint formats that we can share with you. And also, as you mentioned, donations are always appreciated, especially from individual donors. The funds that come in, we use to help send people to the conference. So it's a wonderful way to support us as well.
I do like to let people know that we actually do offer scholarships. We are very committed to people being able to participate, even if our registration may not be something that they would normally be able to afford. And we do give a fair number of scholarships every year, and those are supported by donations, both from attendees who will add a little extra poster on so that they can have someone else come. And then also for people who are not able to come but want to make that opportunity available.
That's fantastic. Great. I did not know that. Now, that's very awesome. I don't know how else to respond to that, but that's, you know, that's really what it's about, is getting everybody where they need to be. And wow.
Well,
I'll probably cut this part out because I'm a little amazed at that.
Well, one of the things that's really important, because started as a community building event and it's grown, and we're really fortunate that now it has national attendance and we have had people from overseas attend because conference. Mm-hmm. And it is really important to us that the barrier to attending not be whether you can pay the registration price, because our community comes from all walks of life and all backgrounds, and we really want to have a good representation of our community at the conference and participating and learning from each other.
Yeah, so I will be spreading this all around. I belong to quite a few groups that are outside of the country, and we have people on our crew that actually live in Australia and in England. So that would be helpful if we could then just share this around too there. We know about your website, and can you give me that again, the address?
For the conference, it's www.becauseconference.org. And there's conference information, registration information, and then also a link back to our organizational website if you'd like to know some more about the Bisexual Organizing Project.
Great. Are you available on Tumblr and Twitter?
Yes, we do have a Twitter account for both the Bisexual Organizing Project and the Because Conference. So for following the conference itself, it's at BecauseCon. So Because spelled out and then C-O-N-F. And for Bisexual Organizing Project's Twitter, it's at BiOrgProject. So B-I-O-R-G-P-R-O-J-E-C-T.
Great. I will be providing all those links in our link file for everyone. So double check those. You were talking about getting people to the conference. Althea is actually trying to go as our representative.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that's going to work out. Oh, we're also trying to put pamphlets together and buttons, but we have a very limited budget, so we're working on that. But if we could get the big things done, like the equipment, that would be really awesome.
Yeah.
But we want to be there. One of her many coats that she wears is she's a stage manager. She does a lot. She's an event planner. She's an administrative assistant.
Awesome. I want to pick her brain.
So, Lauren, can you tell me what kind of schedule of events and participants you're going to have this year?
Yes, Lena, I'm really excited about Because 2014's programming. I just can't wait to see our keynote lineup and our panels, our workshops. All those submissions we've gotten this year have been wonderful. So on Friday night, we're going to kick things off the conference with noted science fiction author Mary Ann Mohanraj. And Mary Ann is an author of, among other works, Bodies in Motion, published by HarperCollins. And this was a finalist for the Asian American Book Awards, and it also was a USA Today notable book, and has been translated into 6 languages. So really looking forward to hearing Marianne talk about her work and also potentially the connection between bisexual and science fiction communities, because that conversation has come up at the last several Because conferences. So that's our Friday night speaker. Saturday, over lunch, the lunch hour, we have another illustrious activist and speaker, A. Billy S. Jones Hennen. So A. Billy is really an elder of the bisexual community. He's been an activist and organizer for over 50 years, has had the opportunity to sit before 4 different presidential administrations in the United States, which is just amazing to me. And so we'll really hear a lot about his life work, his leadership roles in LGBT community, as well as within addressing racism and homophobia. So I just can't wait for that. How about you, Camille?
Well, I'm really excited to meet both of them as well. I know Lauren is already familiar with A. Billy. We also have some very special guests coming in. Lorraine Hutchins, the editor of By Any Other Name, which came out in 1991 along with Lonnie Kahamanu. Lorraine is coming in. They are releasing By Any Other Name as an ebook. So she will be joining us, and we're really excited just to have her attending as another one of the elders of our community. Robin Oakes and Dr. Haruki T, the editors of the forthcoming Bi-Men's Anthology, are also going to be there talking as part of our writers panel about what it is to be a bi writer and editor. And finally, we have a special performance from Vancouver is coming in. Mark Bentley Cohen has a one-man show called Bi, Fit, Hung, and Married, which he has performed in California, Oregon, and multiple times at different festivals in Vancouver. Now he's coming to Minnesota with his partner, Liana, and they present the one-man show and then do a question-and-answer session, which has gotten some really fabulous reviews from a lot of different places.
Well, I am really excited about all those. One of my co-hosts and my webmaster extraordinaire actually works with A-Billy, so yeah, that is pretty awesome. Yeah,
we have pretty much an all-star cast this year, so it's really exciting.
Oh, everyone, Lorraine and Robin, and I've heard a lot about Mark Bentley, but I have never seen anything he's done, or that would be a lot of fun to see. Yeah, and Dr. Harry Kuchu, right?
Dr. Harry Kuchu, yep. I had the pleasure of working with him to be the HIV-AIDS co-team lead at the White House Roundtable on Bisexuality in Washington this last year. So he's just an amazing person to work with as well.
Well, and I should point out, we are also partnering with two other organizations. The Minnesota AIDS Project is going to be coming in and offering free HIV testing, which we think is very important for our community in supporting our health and wellness. Yeah. And Grayscale Productions is coming in. They are in the middle of a video media project where they are interviewing people about identity. And also they are going to be presenting a workshop exploring identity and how people use those labels and getting a little more in depth about what they mean and how we use them.
That is great.
Yep.
Yes.
And we also, on Saturday morning, will have a panel on the state of the bisexual movement. So as a way to really address some of the emerging issues and also the victories we've had over the last year. And I believe, Camille, do you know all the panelists who've been confirmed for that as well?
I believe they have all been confirmed.
Ellen Rustrom is going from the Bisexual Resource Center. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm sitting on that panel, helping to represent bisexual organizing projects. But we will have national representation on the State of the Bi Movement panel to really discuss, like I said, emerging issues and strong victories that we've had this year within the bisexual community. So everything from the Bi Health Month that was launched from BRC this year to discussing the growth of BOP and the Because Conference to discussing the White House Roundtable on Bisexuality, our presence at Creating Change, as well as emerging strategies and tactics we have to push forward our movement and expand our scope and visibility.
I wish I could attend and to see all of that. I had a chance to talk with Ellen Rustrom during March for the Bisexual Health Awareness, and we did a small interview with her. I would really love to be part of that workshop too. But I do support you, and I hope you have it's very much a success. I'm sure it will be, but it all sounds great.
Well, We really appreciate everything you're doing to get the word out about Because. One of the things we find when we're here in the region, we go to 12 or 15 different Pride celebrations around the region, is that the biggest thing is just letting people know that Because is there as a resource for them, as a place to come and be a part of the community. We very rarely have to convince anybody that it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Usually they're just very excited that the opportunity is there.
I would imagine so. This is fantastic. One of the things we really need to get together with everyone and make, help them understand that we are a very strong and can become a quite united community, and quite a force.
Yes, and I think our workshops that we've gotten in this year really also reflect that fact. So I'm really excited. So in addition to all of the wonderful speakers that we've already discussed, many of whom will be giving workshops, we also have Patrick Richard Spink coming in, who goes by the blogging name Eponymous Floponymous. And so he'll be there. He's going to be facilitating a workshop on mixed orientation marriages and what it's like to be a bisexual in a monogamous marriage that might be mixed orientation. We have people coming in to do legal workshops on the state of the law as it pertains to bisexuality, transgender identities, intersex identities, and then also polyamory. We have presentations that will be talking about data in terms of health disparities within our community, specifically in as it pertains to the Minnesota secondary school population. So high school results of the survey will be released for the first time that are statewide, and we're really excited about that. and Bi-101, Trans-101, intersectionality of all types. We'll have workshops in many different facets of our community. So I'm really excited about the workshop submissions we got this year, too.
That is fantastic. And I'm really going to be sorry I missed Patrick, too, because I get a real kick out of him, and I like reading his stuff a lot, and I respect him quite a bit. I would love to meet him.
Yeah, hopefully we can get you to be Cuz at some point, too, and then we'll all meet each other in real life and not just on these wonderful Biocast podcasts.
Yeah. We had Althea listening in. She did finally make it off the train. I knew there would be a problem with it there. Are you there, honey?
Yes, I am. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Hello, Althea. This is Camille.
Hi, Camille.
And this is Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, nice to talk with you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
We have Althea joining us now. Althea, can you tell me what you have planned for going to the Bi-Cause conference this year?
Well, first, I'm really hoping that I can make it. I will have confirmations by the end of this month. I hope to be meeting with a diverse group of people who represent the Bi community here in the U.S. and doing little interviews on what makes them do what they do.
That sounds great. And you'll be going as our representative if we can get you there, right?
Yes.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. Anybody have anything else they'd like to add? Lauren and Camille, can you tell me what you guys actually do at the Bisexual Organizing Project?
Yeah, Camille, do you want to take a shot at it first since you're current chair?
Sure. You want to know about the organization itself, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And what your specific role is, although I imagine that you're a jack of all trades, I'm sure.
A little bit. Well, we elect our executive board every 2 years. I was elected in January to be chair of the board of directors of the Bisexual Organizing Project. And I'll hold that for 2 years, at which point I'll decide if I'm going to do that again. Currently, I'm really enjoying it. But for the Bisexual Organizing Project, we are at a point where we are looking to be growing both our programming and our participation. Right now, we have monthly moderated and unmoderated discussions in the Twin Cities area. And throughout Pride season, from June through the end of September, we attend 12 to 15 different Pride celebrations in the Upper Midwest, where we always have an exhibitors table to make sure that there is a strong bisexual presence, and also be a place where people can find resources that they need in their area. We like to connect with the local bisexuals and then also put them in touch with more wider resources like BiNet USA that they may not have heard of, things like Bicast, and really try and connect them into the larger community.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And actually, we're really excited. This year, we have started a new committee. We have a research committee, which is working on two different projects right now, one of which is a granted project in collaboration with 15 other organizations that is looking into the needs and resources of our community in the Upper Midwest. It's called the QReach Project here locally, but you've probably seen it promoted in our community as the Bi Plus Story Project.
Yes, yes. Fantastic. That is a much needed thing to happen, and I am so happy you guys are doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, I would just add a couple more things. So I think Camille gave a really great overview of the operations of BOP in terms of like an on-the-ground sense. I also wanted to say a little bit about how BOP has expanded in the last couple of years into the national bisexual movement in many ways. So BOP always has representatives on the Bisexual Leadership Roundtable, and we network with Bisexual Resource Center, BiNet USA, and the American Institute of Bisexuality, which are the other three 501c3 organizations that support the bisexual community in the United States. We also network more widely with organizations such as Out and Equal, which has a bisexual advisory committee, and in addition to that, working with people like Robin Oakes, who is really a force in her own right in many ways in our community. So BOP has really gotten to have much more of a presence within the conversation, the ideas, the movement building that's going on nationally, as well as continuing to run our day-to-day operations here in Minnesota, the Twin Cities, and the Upper Midwest region. So So I'm really excited about that expansion, as well as the expansion Camille talked about, where with our on-the-ground operations, increasing funding, looking to hire a first contracted staff person, things of that nature.
Well, that is great. I wish you the best of luck with all of that, and we are looking forward to you guys expanding, too, very much so.
Thank you.
We'll be keeping our eye on you.
Thanks. Yay. And we'll be listening to you. No.
Yes.
Hopefully with better sound quality.
Coming soon. Better sound quality.
Coming soon.
With your support, anything's possible, right?
Yeah, that is right. With you. Very good. Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap this up. I want to thank you all for being here. I want to remind everyone that all the links to the BOP and Because will be provided on our webpage, and that is the bisexualorganizingproject.org. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please visit there for more information on and how you can help and join the Because community gathering. So many wonderful things happening there. It's really worth going. I want to thank you again, Camille and Lauren. And Althea, I'm glad you were able to join us. All right, anything else you'd like to add today?
No, we're looking forward to meeting everyone in June.
Oh, and those of us that can make it there are really looking forward to meeting everyone in June. Okay, so I just want to remind everybody, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are not alone. You're a human being, and you are bisexual. Bye, everybody.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Audio-to-text services donated by GreenPath Transcripts, a digital transcription service that shares your values, specializing in converting the spoken word into the written word. If you can say it, we can transcribe it. We value and celebrate diversity. We value sustainability. We honor all efforts, large and small, by people of all political persuasions to make the world just a little better for someone else. We donate 10% of net profits to organizations committed to the well-being of the planet and its people. Mm.